Hello and welcome back to the Lawn Hustle Podcast. I am your host, Andy Wilson. With 16 years of experience in the field, each week we dive into stories, strategies, and secrets to help you legitimize your lawn care business. Today, we're diving into something that doesn't require a mower or a truck, but it will absolutely drive your business forward. And that's simply your mindset. Your mindset will make or break you. I want to talk about the power of a positive mindset within the green industry, why it matters, how it shows up in your day-to-day, and how to build it when things get tough. Whether you're just starting or you are a veteran like myself, mindset is the multiplier. So let's get into it. Why mindset matters? Number one, lawn care isn't just physical work. And we all know that it is physical work. It is hard work. But running a lawn care business is not just physical, it's mental. Long days, weather issues, and I could stop right here and talk about weather issues that we have had this spring. Rain for days, tornadoes, storms. It has been a challenge just to try to stay somewhat caught up. Difficult clients, breakdowns, a negative mindset magnifies problems. When you are going through a problem, and if all you can focus on is the problem and not think about a solution, it will make your problem seem more difficult. Positive mindset doesn't mean toxic positivity. It's not always pie in the sky. But a positive mindset means resilience. When I fall, I get back up. When I make a mistake, I try again. It's about adaptability, being able to adapt in order to get something done. A positive mindset can grow when you know your purpose. You understand your why. Why did you start your business? When you understand your why, It will help you to grow a positive mindset. Let's be real. This industry will test you. You'll lose contracts. Equipment will break down. There will be 95 degree days with high humidity and no breeze. But what separates winners from complainers is your mindset. Let me say that again. What separates winners from complainers is your mindset. A negative outlook drains your energy, drains your team. When morale is low, maybe you need to change your mindset. Step back and take a look from a different angle and see how your business is running. A positive mindset builds team continuity. It builds culture. It pushes you through adversity. It helps you see opportunity in the problem and not just focus on the problem. But I'm going to find a solution, and we're going to get through this. We're going to learn something from this. This is going to be meaningful for my business. Let's take a break here and listen to a word from our sponsor.
Are you tired of those spam calls about your online presence and website? I know you're nodding your head right now. Finding a company that knows the details about the lawn and landscape industry can be difficult. Well, I have a solution for you. Let me introduce you to Green Frog Web Design. We all know growing your business in our digital age requires an effective online presence, a website geared towards bringing in new customers. With fierce competition and a never-ending line of Chuck in the Trucks ready to take your place, DIYing your online presence is not a serious option for growing businesses. Find a trustworthy and effective solution with Green Frog Web Design. Oh, and by the way, the first month for a new website is $1. Link is in the bio.
And we're back. We're talking about a positive mindset. How you can find strength, courage, and encouragement, even if you're going through a struggle or a difficult time. There was a time a few years back when gas prices were rising, and I had lost a few customers that I really could not afford to lose. It hit me like a brick. I felt like giving up. My first reaction was panic. But as I began to look at the situation, I shifted gears and I told myself, this isn't the end. It is a pivot point. I doubled down on my marketing. I hung flyers. I passed out business cards. I leaned into referrals. And within a few short months, I had more clients than before. Had I let the situation dictate to me the outcome, I would have probably given up. But because I'm not a quitter, because I have never been easily manipulated, I thought, what is this teaching me? What can I learn from this experience? The only thing that changed was my mindset. I saw loss as a lesson. And that's when things started to grow. Every business comes to that point where I'm either going to scale or I'm going to quit. And in that moment when I shifted gears and I began to look at it from a different angle, I began to grow. My business began to grow. I became a better business owner. My business took on more clients. And not only did we grow revenue, but I grew in leadership. So how do you build a positive mindset? Let's talk about your morning routine. Start your day with intention. My word for 2025 is intentional. I want to be intentional with my family, intentional in my relationship with God, intentional in my relationship with my wife and my children, intentional in my business. So start your day with intention. I like to set a goal every night before I go to bed. What I'm going to do the next day, what has to be done. It helps me grow, helps me wake up and be motivated instead of dragging through the house, dragging myself to the shop, making and forcing myself to load up and go to work. It gives me purpose when I start my day intentional. Now, I want to give you some gratitude practice. I challenge you to write down three things you're grateful for every day. Write down three wins that you had that day. I got my route complete. That's a win. I collected money. That's a win. I had a good day with my employees. That's a win. Write down what you're grateful for. Today, I'm grateful for my wife. Today, I'm grateful for our church. Today, I'm grateful for all the equipment that I have, things that have been made available for me. If you will get in the practice of being grateful and show gratitude, it will change the way you think. It will change the the way you look at situations, the way you look at your business, and the way you look at life. Life is not fair. It rains on the just and the unjust. Good things happen to bad people, and bad things happen to good people. You know, when I had throat cancer, I could have just threw in the towel and quit. But I made up my mind, I'm not a quitter. And I beat throat cancer. And I'm still here today doing a podcast with a weak voice. But I refuse to be identified by cancer. The only thing that changed was my mindset. So be grateful. Have gratitude. Ask the question, what is this teaching me? Surround yourself with positive people. Whether you surround yourself with positive people or negative people determines whether you become positive or negative. Listen to uplifting podcasts like this one. I want my podcast. I know it might not be easy to listen to my podcast, but I want my podcast to be uplifting, encouraging, and a blessing to somebody. I listen to several podcasts every single day. It helps me be a better person. It helps me be a better business owner, a better husband, a better father, a better man. Watch motivational reels or YouTube clips. Listen to audiobooks. Don't waste 30 to 45 minutes on a mower. But while you're mowing, listen to good books like Thou Shalt Prosper by Rabbi Daniel Lapin. I'm starting it for the second time. It's an excellent, life-changing book. I just finished Buy Back Your Time by Dan Martell. Listen to Let Them by Mel Robbins. These are books that will help you grow, help you find a lesson in a struggle, in a bad time. You know, it rains on the just and the unjust. Life isn't fair. Life sometimes is difficult. I can be negative or I can be positive. And I can ask, what is this situation teaching me? What can I learn from this? Or I can get mad. I can get upset. I can waste a lot of time. Or I can get back up. And I can continue on. So, mindset isn't magic. It's maintenance. Just like sharpening your blades, you've got to sharpen your thinking. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think you're a loser, you are. If you think you're a winner, you are. Start small. Wake up 30 minutes early. Write down 3 wins from the day before. Remind yourself why you're doing this. I want to find a victory in every day. Cut the negativity. I have had to walk away from friendships because of negativity. Because it affected me. So listen to good books, to podcasts, to mentors. Your mind is soil. Plant good stuff, and it will grow good stuff. The voice in your head says you're not good enough. That's a lie. You are good enough, you are worthy, and you can do it. I want to challenge you. This is a call to action. Write down one negative thought that you've been carrying this week and flip it into a positive action. DM me on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook. Tell me what you flipped. I want to hear your story. Share this episode with someone who needs a mindset boost. Remember, your mindset is either building your future or it is blocking your future. You control the voice in your head. Nobody else controls it. Hustle with your heart. Keep growing, keep grinding, and keep showing up. If this episode has given you value, leave us a 5-star rating and a nice review. And don't forget to follow us, the Lawn Hustle Podcast. Follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram and TikTok, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Until next time, stay sharp and stay positive. Until we talk again, keep it greener on your side.